There are going to be no commercials at all today. Well, the only commercial that we'll do is you need to buy the book. Go ahead and buy the book, The Vibe. It's helping you to understand that it's not the energy that you bring into the room, but the way that people feel when you leave, that is the real impact, and that's the vibe. And so the other thing that I want you to do is subscribe to the podcast, whether it be on Apple or Spotify or on YouTube. If you're on YouTube with us, make sure that you're commenting, that you're sharing, doing all the stuff, and that's the station identification. So the whole emphasis of this morning, I got a chance to be able to go to the beach, spend some time in the Word, and spend some time with the Lord. It was amazing, and it was all about a good name. And the first verse, which is nuts, is the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. It's Proverbs 22. And, you know, this 3,000-year-old wisdom said that a good name is more valuable than riches and even more valuable than silver and gold. And I was like, oh, wow, well, then a good name, that's what I just need to invest in. And the challenge was, is then it went through the whole proverb and said what a good name is and then how to be able to get it. And that's what I wanted to be able to share with you today. So although it sounds so easy, like the infomercials that I watch at 2 a.m. and think that I'm going to make $1 billion in 2 minutes and never work a day in my life, they are things that are simple yet not easy. And so just like my book recommendation right now is The Psychology of Money. I've been reading this book. This came from my brother, Rob, and thank you so much, Rob, for hooking me up with it. But with this book, it was the difference. This chapter was reasonable is more valuable than rational. And I was just talking with my friend AJ, who owns CalSense, and we were talking about this. As a owner of a company, and as CEO, a lot of times we look at what's rational. If you do this, then you get this. And it's that simple. We should just, but we sometimes don't realize that it has to be reasonable to the person that we're dealing with at the time. And so it goes back to the vibe, right? It's not about your leadership. Your leadership doesn't matter. Your culture is irrelevant and your systems will never work if the vibe is off. And the vibe is the way that people feel about the certain situation. So the way that you could get people to feel great about the leadership style, which there's a million of them, you could choose any of them, which fits with you. The culture, which there's a million of them, you could, and everyone says that theirs is the perfect one. Well, it's not, it's perfect for them. Or the systems. Everyone thinks that this is the system and this is the only way, and it's not the only way. And I learned that over time. But it's the way that people feel about the leadership, the culture, and the systems. So how can we lock into that? Well, with a vibe, it's just your heart set, which is your belief system, your intentions, which is, or your mindset, which is your intentions, and your skill set, which is your actions. When you align those, you have an irresistible vibe. But also, too, what happens when we align those things with our beliefs, our intentions, and our actions, guess what starts to happen? People associate our name with something good. And so how can we get a good name? Well, the cool thing is the answer comes from Proverbs 22, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom, and here we go. So a good name, has more value than great riches and is more valuable than silver and gold. That's in verse 1 of Proverbs 22. And it says that explicitly. Number two is God is the common thread between people who succeed and people who don't succeed, and is the common thread with people in general. So when we serve him and we spend time with him, respect him, guess what starts to happen? We start to get wisdom, which is the right use of knowledge. Then he adds knowledge to it, understanding, insight, discretion, discipline, strength, and right on back to the fear or respect of him. And so the next one in this, as far as a good name, now think of this, like, first of all, we got to understand the value of it. It's more valuable than great riches and silver and gold. Number two is with a person with a good name and a person with a bad name, God built that person, built them both, and there's choices that we have within it. So with a good name, you'll always have thought of the future, which is prudence, and that's verse number three. You'll add to it humility, which is in verse 4 of Proverbs 22. You'll do the right thing, which is in verse 5 and 16 of Proverbs 22. what starts out right ends up right. This is a thing that my mom said to me all the time when I was growing up. And this comes from verse 6, like whatever starts out right ends up right. And what I find with companies that I work with, that I go and speak to or consult with, most of the time, 99% of the challenges that they deal with are in the onboarding. But the onboarding comes from the culture. The culture comes from the leadership. And the leadership comes from the person who started the business. So that translation from owner or visionary down to leadership that forms the culture, and the culture spits out the system, because the system is nothing more than a list of your screw-ups, then what I find happens is, if we go back to the root of it, whatever starts out right ends up right. And my mom told me that simple wisdom, but it works in all areas. And you think about it in a relationship. I have so many people when I go and speak and they say, well, you know, we talk about the vibe and the way that people feel when you leave, as opposed to the energy that you bring into the room, and how can you surround yourself with great people and things like that. And they're like, well, I'm in a relationship and it's challenging. And I ask them how the relationship started, and then they tell me where it started. And it's no surprise to me a lot of times why it's challenging the way that it is, because the way it started out. So whatever starts out right ends up right. And then stay away from debt. And this is in verse 26 and 27. And God is very implicit on this, I would say. Would that be the word? I don't know, but you can use that word. He emphasizes this a lot, is just to stay out of debt. And this is not just about money debt. This is about energy debt. It's about, you know, time debt. So don't be in debt to anything or anyone. Be present in the moment right where you're at. And if you can't afford it, whether it be financially or you can't afford it energy-wise, have the ability to be able to step out of it and be okay. And so that's stay out of debt. That's verse 7, 26 and 27. Seed time and harvest is verse number 8. And my pops always talked about this. I mean, whatever you plant will grow. When you plant an apple seed, you can't be mad when the tree produces apples. You can't go to the tree and be like, I wanted oranges. Well, what type of seed did you plant? Well, the cool thing is, every single thing that is growing in your life right now started with the seed, and that seed can only be planted by you. And so when we realize that part of it, it's amazing. But the seed time and harvest is in verse 8, and realizing that when we are developing and growing a good name. The next one is generosity. If you want a good name, you'll always be generous. And that's in verse 9, verse 22, and verse 23 of Proverbs 22. I'm reading the NIV version. It's 3,000-year-old wisdom. I got it right here. I don't have my glasses with me, and that's the only reason why I'm not reading the text right now. I left the glasses downstairs. But the next one is that you'll speak with grace, and that's in verse number 11, and it says that. It talks about it like, you know, that you'll speak with grace, that you won't speak like, you need to do this, you have to do this, and things like that over the top of somebody. It just means that you speak with grace, that forgiving and love and grace, because that's the way that people are going to be attracted to it. Because again, it's not your message, it's the way that people feel about your message. And are you right now challenged in your leadership or in your business or in your relationship? Are you challenged sometimes where you're saying the right thing, and if they would just listen and they would just do what you told them to do, everything would work out? But the people don't feel that great about your message, and so they won't take it, which causes us to get even more frustrated, because we're like, oh, won't you listen? I told you a million times. Well, sometimes you told them in a language that they didn't understand. And when you speak with grace, that comes from verse number 11. It's amazing what can happen. The next one is faithful. You know, are you faithful? If you want a good name, you'll be faithful. That's in verse 12. And verse 13 is diligence. Diligence is right work. If you want to have a good name, you'll do right work. You'll do the work that you are purposed to do, as opposed to the thing that you want to because somebody else is doing it. And the next one is asking the question, do you invite discipline? And we've gone over this quite a bit, and this is a tough one, because I find that the quicker I can get to inviting discipline, asking someone for feedback, asking someone, how can I get better, the sting comes away from them coming to me and saying, oh, well, you did this and it was wrong. So I don't know if you've had that happen before, but I would say that when you invite discipline, that's from verse number 15, it's incredible. And here's the break and how you can get it. So how you can get a good name In verse 17 through 19, it says, listen, apply, keep, speak, and trust. First, you have to listen. Then you have to apply. Then you have to work on keeping the wisdom. Then you speak the wisdom. And then you trust that the outcome that is meant to happen will happen. Listen first, apply it, keep it, speak it, and trust that the outcome will come, even though it won't come on your time, because it probably, most likely, won't. It very seldom does. But let's go back to one of them. It was staying faithful in it and diligence, which is right work. Next one is to seek counsel and knowledge. Be honest and speak truth. That's verse 20 through 21. So seek counsel and knowledge. Be honest and speak truth. If you want a good name, those are things that you'll do. If you want a good name also, you'll steer clear of prideful people, and that's in verse 24, 25. This is pretty strong that it talks about this, but it's one of those things where if you steer clear of prideful people, angry people, things like that, you'll find that it won't rub off on you. You won't hear it all the time. You won't see it all the time. It won't go into your heart. When your heart overflows, it comes out your mouth. And before you know it, the people that you hang around with and the things that you surround yourself with will actually start to become your words, and those words will become your reality. So just be conscious of that, and then respect those who came before you. And I think this is a big one. I mean, respect the game. Like, you don't have to repeat the game, but respect the game. I find the people that accomplish at the highest levels, or that are, you know, iconic to me, they're not judging the other people. They're respecting it. It doesn't mean that they're going to repeat it, but they respect it. And so in verse 28, it talks about this. And the last one in seeking a good name, right, and developing a good name, is work your land and be content with the presence of God. And this is comes from verse 29. So in verse 29, it talks about that. It's just work your land. I get in trouble with this a ton, and I don't know if you do, but a lot of times my land doesn't seem as exciting or as, you know, shiny as somebody else's land. So sometimes I want to work somebody else's land. I want to do what they do. I see what they're doing. And it brings me back to the core of what my mama said, right? You're awesome. Separate yourself from your accomplishments. You're beautiful. You can do anything that you put your mind to, but just because you could do it doesn't make it your purpose. But let's go back to your beautiful part. Just don't compare yourself to anyone. You are unique in who you are. And my pops would sum it up like this: you're the greatest, so act accordingly. And if I'm truly the greatest at being who I am, and if you're truly the greatest at being who you are, imagine if you just acted according to that, and all of you are the greatest, and all of you have light in you. But sometimes we're dimming the light because of the things that that we're intaking. So, you know, as we go back through this, imagine, like, you know, when I read it at first, it was like every shiny thing that I see. It said, you know, a good name is more valuable than great riches and silver and gold. And I was like, cool, I want that. And then it listed off all the things that I've got to do to be able to have a good name. That's that God is the common thread with all of us, that I have thought of the future, that I have humility, that I do the right thing, that what starts out right ends up right, stay away from debt, seed time and harvest, generosity, speak with grace, be faithful, be diligent, invite discipline, listen, apply, keep, speak, trust, seek counsel and knowledge, be honest, speak with truth, steer clear of prideful people, respect those who came before you, and work your land and be content with exactly what God has for you right now. That will bring a good name. Speaking of a good name, let's see if we can get this man. I believe he has one of the coolest names in the world and is one of my best, well, my best friend in the world. And let's see if this guy. He might be working. So what I've started to do on the podcast is call people randomly, all my friends, and see if they'll pick up, because these are...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
This is how you get skunked. So we're going to go to... I know this guy will answer. I started on the podcast this this thought that I would just call my friends randomly.
Please leave your message for
that's another one. Let's try one more before we go, because I want to be respectful of you guys' time. It doesn't always work out, but it is an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing once we get somebody on the phone, because you get a little bit of a mixed bag. So, you know what? Here we go. You get a mixed bag and you get to meet my friends, who I think are some of the coolest people in the world. And these guys all have a good name in my book. So let's see. This last one, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But I love them anyway.
Hey, man.
Good morning, my friend.
What up? How I'm on a conference call at the moment. I'm going to have to call you back.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right,
buddy. All right, peace.
Yeah, of course.
Some of my friends work. That's what happens. So, if you want to have a good name, guys, it's probably some of the hardest work that you'll do. Although it's simple, it's not easy. And from Proverbs 22, it's an unbelievable insight for me into this, because it really blew me away as I really looked at it. Let's see if I can get one last one. I said that was going to be one last one. But as I get insight into this good name thing,
Hi, this is Mirko. Sorry, I missed your call. Please leave a message or shoot.
Well, that is our third and final call. We got skunked today. That's okay. That's the way that it works. I love for you to meet my friends, but as you go today, I just want to tell you thank you so much for rocking with the podcast, hanging with me, and make sure that you take note of a good name today. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.